Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a sunny day across Israel, with clear skies in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Temperatures are pleasant, making it a great day to be outside. Meanwhile, Haifa is experiencing mild conditions, perfect for a stroll by the sea. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports just minutes ago that the war with Iran will not be won through airstrikes. Alternatives include congressional recognition of minority independence, debt relief for young Americans, and a Beijing deal on Iranian oil. Also, Israel Hayom states that Lebanese President Joseph Aoun sent a message to Hezbollah earlier this hour, asserting that the only legitimate weapon is that of the state. He opposes turning southern Lebanon into a neglected area or a bargaining chip. Also this hour, JNS reports that the IDF killed Hamas terrorists in Gaza, including a perpetrator from October 7th, and another hiding in a hospital. The army emphasized efforts to minimize civilian harm through precision strikes. Separately, Times of Israel notes from earlier today that an IDF strike on a Gaza hospital compound killed a Hamas commander. This unnamed commander was accused of advancing attacks on Israeli troops and civilians. And finally, JTT shares a story from earlier this week about ELL's resilience during wartime. A supervisor highlighted their dedication, working under threats of bombs and airstrikes. Here's what people are saying online. OSINT 613, an open-source intelligence analyst, posted earlier this week. They highlighted Iran's foreign ministry's claim that U.S. sanctions threaten international law, stating no country accepts such lawlessness and crude bullying. Aaron David Miller, a seasoned analyst, shared earlier this week that a Wall Street Journal story reveals the arrogance and ignorance of great powers. He compared this to Putin's miscalculations in Ukraine. Hen Mazig, known Israeli activist and commentator, announced earlier this week that Hakeem Jeffries, the top Democrat in the House, condemned anti-Semitism on CNN, specifically calling out Hassan Piker. Now, for more on those stories, starting with the Jerusalem Post's report, the discussion on alternatives to airstrikes in Iran suggests a shift in strategy. The focus is on diplomatic and economic measures like recognizing minority independence and negotiating oil deals with Beijing. This could signal a significant change in how the international community addresses Iranian influence. Turning to Lebanon, Israel Hayom describes President Joseph Aoun's message to Hezbollah. His firm stance against unauthorized weapons in southern Lebanon highlights internal divisions within the country. This declaration could impact Hezbollah's operations and alter power dynamics in the region. Meanwhile, JNS details the IDF's recent operation in Gaza, targeting key Hamas figures. The operation focused on minimizing civilian casualties using precise munitions. This action reflects ongoing tensions and the complexities of military engagements in densely populated areas. Separately, Times of Israel's earlier report on the hospital strike in Gaza adds context to the IDF's fight against Hamas leadership. The death of a commander involved in planning attacks underscores the IDF's targeted approach. The consequences of this strike may influence future military strategies and regional security. Finally, JTA's story on ELL highlights the airline's adaptability during conflict. Operating under constant threat, ELL's management and staff demonstrated resilience and commitment. This showcases the challenges and determination of Israeli industries in maintaining operations during crisis. On the economic front, first, Israel Hayom Business reports that fuel prices are set to soar to an all-time high at midnight tonight. This increase will affect drivers nationwide, matching the historic peak from September 2012. Separately, CTEC highlights a significant surge in Tel Aviv Stock Exchange trading, rising 173% as foreign investors flood the market. This trend shows growing international interest and confidence in Israeli stocks. And finally, Ynet Business confirms the same surge in trading activity at the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange, noting the increased presence of foreign investors. This influx is a positive sign for the Israeli economy, reflecting global investment in the country's financial markets. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 1 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.